music and art played a central role in the court of Charles I. It was an area in which no expense was spared, and nothing stopped the king's passion for collecting. Between 1636 and 1638, Charles acquired over 500 paintings, including works by Titian, Raphael, and Caravaggio. No expense was spared in royal entertainments either. For example, the Triumph of Peace, a royal mask, cost £21,000 at a time when a squire earned £100 a year. On the more intimate side, the king enjoyed music played in the privy chambers for his own personal entertainment. One of his favourite musicians was William Laws, born in Salisbury in 1602 and entering employment at the court in 1635. Laws took up a prestigious post amongst the king's elite private musicians, the lutes, viols, and voices. Laws' sacred music was used in the king's chapel, and performances in the privy chamber included his viol consort pieces and fantasia suites. These are works for violin, organ, and bass violin. But such spectacles as the Triumph of Peace could not save Charles from the troubles that lay ahead. In 1642, his dispute with Parliament led to the outbreak of the Civil War. One of those to join the army was William Laws. The king wanted to keep him out of danger, and so he assigned him a post in the king's lifeguards. But despite this, Laws was shot and killed in crossfire during the ill-fated attempt to raise the siege of Chester. The king was devastated and instituted a special period of mourning for the composer, honouring him with the title Father of Music. A young poet, Thomas Jordan, wrote, "Will Laws was slain by such whose wills were laws." In 1649, Charles was found guilty of high treason and was beheaded in front of the very same banqueting house where he had staged such lavish masks. The eighth fantasia suite by William Laws contains a fascinating Almain called Le Goutte, or The Drop. You'll hear a haunted, repeated long note in the violin, under which the harmonies of the ensemble change. This performance is by Rachel Podger and Brecken Baroque, and is from her recent album, The Muses Restored.
Thank you.
That was Le Goût by William Laws, played by Rachel Podger and Brecken Baroque. FMR.